From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international group of nations led by the U.S. and Italy agreed to back Libya's call for lifting of sanctions on arms shipments to that North African country. Italy's Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni said Italy's Libya stabilization is key to several challenges.
With stabilization, we can fight terrorism. We can assure development to a country with rich potentialities, but with a strong humanitarian crisis now. We can tackle the migration issue. We can develop the resources of Libya. Without stabilization, we risk tensions, divisions, and intra-Libyan fights.
An embargo was imposed in 2011 to try to end militia violence. Meanwhile, U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook said Monday, small teams of U.S. Special Operations Forces are on the ground in Libya to try to gain intelligence on the Islamic State group.
Effectively meeting and getting a better sense of the players on the ground so that we have a sense of, for example, ISIL's presence in Libya, the level of strength, and the level of strength as well as some of those other forces on the ground. But I'm not going to characterize it other than to say these are small groups of Americans who have, again, maintained a small presence in Libya.
While the West has ruled out any kind of ground intervention, the U.S. has conducted airstrikes against IS targets. Detained Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been transferred back from the country's remote northeast to a Kampala prison charged with treason. Besigye lost his bid in February to unseat longtime incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. This is VOA News. The leaders